Public Speaking, The Basics. By John F. Skinner. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Public Speaking, The Basics by John F. Skinner is a comprehensive guide to the fundamentals of public speaking. It covers the basics of public speaking, from the basics of speech preparation to the delivery of the speech. It also provides advice on how to handle difficult situations and how to use humor effectively. The book is divided into three parts. Part 1 covers the basics of public speaking, Part 2 covers the delivery of the speech, and Part 3 covers the use of humor and other techniques. Part 1 of the book covers the basics of public speaking, including the importance of preparation, the structure of a speech, and the use of language. It also covers the use of visual aids, the use of body language, and the use of voice. Part 2 covers the delivery of the speech, including the use of pauses, the use of gestures, and the use of facial expressions. It also covers the use of humor and other techniques to make the speech more effective. Part 3 covers the use of humor and other techniques to make the speech more effective. It covers the use of stories, the use of jokes, and the use of props. It also covers the use of audience participation and the use of music. The book also provides advice on how to handle difficult situations and how to use humor effectively. Public Speaking, The Basics by John F. Skinner is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their public speaking skills. It provides a comprehensive overview of the basics of public speaking, from the basics of speech preparation to the delivery of the speech. It also provides advice on how to handle difficult situations and how to use humor effectively. The book is an essential resource for anyone looking to become a better public speaker. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Know your audience. It is important to understand the needs and interests of your audience in order to effectively communicate your message. Knowing your audience will help you tailor your speech to their interests and make it more engaging. Main idea number 2. Choose an appropriate topic. Selecting a topic that is relevant to your audience and that you are knowledgeable about will help you create a successful speech. Consider the purpose of your speech and the time allotted to ensure that your topic is appropriate. Main idea number 3. Research your topic. Researching your topic thoroughly will help you create a well-informed speech. Gather facts, statistics, and other evidence to support your points and make your speech more credible. Main idea number 4. Organize your speech. Organizing your speech in a logical and coherent manner will help you communicate your message effectively. Consider the introduction, body, and conclusion of your speech and how they will fit together. Main idea number 5. Use visual aids. Visual aids can help you engage your audience and make your speech more memorable. Consider using slides, videos, or other visuals to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. Main idea number 6. Practice your speech. Practicing your speech will help you become more comfortable with the material and reduce the chance of mistakes. Rehearse your speech in front of a mirror or with a friend to get feedback and make improvements. Main idea number 7. Speak clearly and confidently. Speaking clearly and confidently will help you engage your audience and make your speech more effective. Practice speaking slowly and enunciating your words to ensure that your message is understood. Main idea number 8. Use appropriate language. Using language that is appropriate for your audience will help you communicate your message effectively. Consider the level of formality and the vocabulary that your audience will understand. Main idea number 9. Use vocal variety. Varying your vocal delivery will help you keep your audience engaged and make your speech more interesting. Consider using pauses, changes in volume, and other techniques to emphasize your points. Main idea number 10. Use gestures and movements. Using gestures and movements can help you emphasize your points and make your speech more engaging. Consider using hand gestures, facial expressions, and other body language to illustrate your points. Main idea number 11. Manage your nervousness. Managing your nervousness will help you feel more confident and make your speech more effective. Consider using relaxation techniques, positive self-talk, and other strategies to reduce your anxiety. Main idea number 12. Address questions and comments. Addressing questions and comments from your audience will help you engage them and make your speech more interactive. Consider responding to questions and comments in a respectful and professional manner. Main idea number 13. Use humor appropriately. Using humor appropriately can help you engage your audience and make your speech more memorable. Consider using anecdotes, jokes, and other humorous elements to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. Main idea number 14. Use transitions. Using transitions will help you move from one point to the next in a logical and coherent manner. Consider using phrases such as, in conclusion, or, on the other hand, to help your audience follow your speech. Main idea number 15. Use repetition. Using repetition will help you emphasize your points and make your speech more memorable. Consider repeating key words or phrases to help your audience remember your message. Main idea number 16. Use quotations. Using quotations can help you illustrate your points and make your speech more credible. Consider using quotes from experts or other sources to support your points and make your speech more persuasive. Main idea number 17. Use stories. Using stories can help you engage your audience and make your speech more interesting. Consider using anecdotes, case studies, or other stories to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. Main idea number 18. Use visual imagery. Using visual imagery can help you engage your audience and make your speech more memorable. Consider using metaphors, similes, and other figures of speech to help your audience visualize your points. Main idea number 19. Use technology. Using technology can help you engage your audience and make your speech more interesting. Consider using slides, videos, or other visuals to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. Main idea number 20. Evaluate your performance. Evaluating your performance will help you identify areas for improvement and make your next speech more successful. Consider asking for feedback from your audience or recording your speech to review your performance. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Know your audience is an important concept in public speaking. It is essential to understand the needs and interests of your audience in order to effectively communicate your message. Knowing your audience will help you tailor your speech to their interests and make it more engaging. For example, if you are speaking to a group of teenagers, you may want to use more modern language and examples that they can relate to. On the other hand, if you are speaking to a group of business professionals, you may want to use more formal language and examples that are relevant to their industry. In addition to tailoring your speech to the interests of your audience, it is also important to consider their level of knowledge. If you are speaking to a group of experts in a particular field, you may want to provide more detailed information and examples. On the other hand, if you are speaking to a group of people who are unfamiliar with the topic, you may want to provide more basic information and examples. By taking the time to understand the needs and interests of your audience, you can create a speech that is more engaging and effective. Knowing your audience will help you craft a speech that resonates with them and ensures that your message is heard. Main idea number 2. Choosing an appropriate topic for your speech is essential for delivering a successful presentation. It is important to consider the purpose of your speech and the time allotted to ensure that your topic is relevant to your audience and that you are knowledgeable about it. If you are giving a speech to a group of business professionals, for example, you may want to choose a topic related to business or economics. If you are giving a speech to a group of students, you may want to choose a topic related to education or current events. When selecting a topic, it is also important to consider the amount of time you have to present. If you have a limited amount of time, you may want to choose a topic that is more focused and narrow in scope. If you have a longer amount of time, you may want to choose a topic that is more broad and comprehensive. Additionally, you should make sure that you have enough information to cover the topic in the time allotted. By selecting an appropriate topic that is relevant to your audience and that you are knowledgeable about, you can create a successful speech. Consider the purpose of your speech and the time allotted to ensure that your topic is appropriate. Main idea number 3. Researching your topic thoroughly is essential for creating a well-informed speech. It is important to gather facts, statistics, and other evidence to support your points and make your speech more credible. Doing research can help you to understand the topic better and provide you with the necessary information to make your speech more interesting and engaging. Additionally, researching your topic can help you to identify potential counterarguments and prepare to address them in your speech. When researching your topic, it is important to use reliable sources. Look for sources that are from reputable organizations or institutions, such as universities, government agencies, or nonprofit organizations. Additionally, make sure to double-check the accuracy of the information you find. It is also important to consider the audience you are speaking to and make sure the information you provide is relevant and appropriate. Finally, it is important to remember that research is an ongoing process. As you prepare your speech, you may find that you need to do additional research to find more information or to refine your points. Taking the time to research your topic thoroughly will help you create a well-informed speech that is engaging and credible. Main idea number 4. Organizing your speech is an important step in delivering an effective message. The introduction should provide an overview of the topic and set the tone for the rest of the speech. The body should contain the main points of the speech, and each point should be supported with evidence. Finally, the conclusion should summarize the main points and provide a call to action. By organizing your speech in this way, you will ensure that your audience understands your message and is able to follow your argument. When organizing your speech, it is also important to consider the flow of the speech. Make sure that each point logically follows the previous one and that the speech progresses in a way that is easy to follow. Additionally, consider the use of transitions to help the audience move from one point to the next. By using transitions, you will ensure that your speech is cohesive and that your audience is able to follow your argument. Organizing your speech is an important step in delivering an effective message. By taking the time to plan out the structure of your speech, you will ensure that your audience understands your message and is able to follow your argument. With careful planning and consideration, you can ensure that your speech is organized in a way that is both logical and coherent. Main idea number 5. Visual aids can be a great way to engage your audience and make your speech more memorable. They can help you illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. For example, you could use slides to show images or diagrams that help explain your topic. You could also use videos to demonstrate a concept or show a real-life example. Additionally, you could use props to help bring your speech to life and make it more interactive. When using visual aids, it's important to make sure they are relevant to your topic and that they are easy to understand. You should also make sure that they are not too distracting and that they are used in a way that enhances your speech. Finally, make sure that you practice using the visual aids before your speech so that you are comfortable with them and can use them effectively. Main idea number 6. Practicing your speech is an important step in preparing for a successful presentation. It will help you become more familiar with the material and reduce the chance of mistakes. Rehearsing your speech in front of a mirror or with a friend can help you identify areas that need improvement and give you the confidence to deliver your speech with poise. Practicing your speech will also help you become more comfortable with the flow of the material and the timing of your delivery. Additionally, it will help you become more aware of your body language and facial expressions, which can be important in conveying your message. When practicing your speech, it is important to focus on the content, delivery, and overall presentation. Make sure to practice your speech in its entirety, including the introduction, body, and conclusion. Pay attention to the tone of your voice, the speed of your delivery, and the pauses between sentences. Additionally, Practice using gestures and facial expressions to emphasize key points. Finally, practice your speech in the same environment in which you will be delivering it, if possible, to get a better sense of how it will feel when you are actually presenting. Practicing your speech is an essential part of preparing for a successful presentation. It will help you become more comfortable with the material and reduce the chance of mistakes. Rehearsing your speech in front of a mirror or with a friend can help you identify areas that need improvement and give you the confidence to deliver your speech with poise. With practice, you will be able to deliver your speech with confidence and clarity. Main idea number 7. Speaking clearly and confidently is essential for effective public speaking. When you speak with confidence, your audience will be more likely to listen to and understand your message. To ensure that your words are heard and understood, practice speaking slowly and enunciating each word. This will help you to project your voice and make sure that your message is clear. Additionally, using pauses and emphasizing key words can help to emphasize your points and keep your audience engaged. Confidence is also key when it comes to public speaking. If you appear nervous or unsure of yourself, your audience may not take you seriously. To build your confidence, practice your speech beforehand and become familiar with the material. Additionally, make sure to maintain eye contact with your audience and use gestures to emphasize your points. This will help you to appear more confident and make your speech more effective. Main idea number 8. Using language that is appropriate for your audience is essential for effective communication. It is important to consider the level of formality and the vocabulary that your audience will understand. For example, if you are speaking to a group of professionals, you may want to use more technical language and a more formal tone. On the other hand, if you are speaking to a group of children, you may want to use simpler language and a more casual tone. By taking the time to consider the language that is most appropriate for your audience, you can ensure that your message is communicated effectively. Main idea number 9. Using vocal variety is an important part of delivering an effective speech. Pauses, changes in volume, and other techniques can help emphasize your points and keep your audience engaged. For example, you can use a pause to emphasize a key point or to give your audience time to think about what you've said. You can also use changes in volume to draw attention to certain points or to create a sense of drama. Additionally, you can use different tones of voice to emphasize different points or to create a sense of emotion. Using vocal variety can help make your speech more interesting and engaging. It can also help you emphasize key points and create a sense of drama. By varying your vocal delivery, you can ensure that your audience is paying attention and that your message is being heard. Main idea number 10. Using gestures and movements can help you emphasize your points and make your speech more engaging. Hand gestures, facial expressions, and other body language can be used to illustrate your points and draw attention to the key ideas you are trying to convey. For example, you can use a sweeping gesture to emphasize the breadth of a topic, or a pointing gesture to draw attention to a particular point. You can also use facial expressions to convey emotion and emphasize your points. For example, a smile can help to lighten the mood and make your audience more receptive to your message. Additionally, you can use movements to draw attention to yourself and help to keep your audience engaged. For example, you can move around the stage or use a prop to help illustrate your points. Using gestures and movements can help to make your speech more dynamic and engaging. It can also help to emphasize your points and make them more memorable. However, it is important to use gestures and movements sparingly and in a way that is appropriate for the context. Too much movement can be distracting and take away from your message. Additionally, it is important to practice your gestures and movements beforehand to ensure that they are natural and effective. Main idea number 11. Managing your nervousness is an important part of giving a successful speech. When you are feeling anxious, it can be difficult to focus on your message and engage your audience. To help reduce your anxiety, consider using relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and visualization. Positive self-talk can also be helpful in calming your nerves. Remind yourself that you are prepared and that you have the skills to deliver a great speech. Additionally, Practice your speech beforehand and focus on the positive aspects of the experience. By taking the time to manage your nervousness, you will be able to give a more confident and effective speech. Main idea number 12. Addressing questions and comments from your audience is an important part of engaging them and making your speech more interactive. It is important to respond to questions and comments in a respectful and professional manner. This will help to ensure that your audience is engaged and that your message is being communicated effectively. When responding to questions and comments, it is important to be clear and concise. Make sure to provide relevant information and to avoid getting sidetracked. Additionally, it is important to be open to feedback and to be willing to adjust your speech if necessary. Finally, be sure to thank your audience for their questions and comments and to acknowledge their input. Main idea number 13. Using humor appropriately can be a great way to engage your audience and make your speech more memorable. Humor can help to lighten the mood and make your speech more enjoyable for your audience. Anecdotes, jokes, and other humorous elements can be used to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. When using humor, it is important to be mindful of your audience and the context of your speech. Consider the age, background, and interests of your audience, and tailor your humor accordingly. Additionally, be sure to avoid jokes that could be seen as offensive or inappropriate. Humor can be a great tool to use in your speech, but it should be used judiciously. When used appropriately, humor can help to make your speech more enjoyable and memorable for your audience. Main idea number 14. Transitions are an important part of any speech. They help to create a logical flow of ideas and ensure that the audience can follow the speaker's train of thought. By using transitions, the speaker can move from one point to the next in a clear and organized manner. For example, phrases such as, in conclusion, or, on the other hand, can be used to help the audience understand the speaker's point of view. Additionally, transitions can be used to emphasize a particular point or to provide a summary of the speech. Transitions can also be used to create a sense of continuity and to help the audience remember the main points of the speech. By using transitions, the speaker can ensure that the audience is able to follow the speech and understand the main points. Furthermore, transitions can be used to create a sense of anticipation and to keep the audience engaged. In conclusion, transitions are an important part of any speech. They help to create a logical flow of ideas and ensure that the audience can follow the speaker's train of thought. By using transitions, the speaker can move from one point to the next in a clear and organized manner. Additionally, transitions can be used to emphasize a particular point or to provide a summary of the speech. Main idea number 15. Using repetition is an effective way to emphasize your points and make your speech more memorable. Consider repeating key words or phrases to help your audience remember your message. Repetition can be used to emphasize the importance of a point, to create a sense of rhythm, or to draw attention to a particular idea. For example, if you are discussing the importance of education, you might repeat the phrase "education is essential" several times throughout your speech. This will help your audience remember the importance of education and will make your speech more memorable. Repetition can also be used to create a sense of rhythm in your speech. By repeating certain words or phrases, you can create a rhythm that will help your audience stay engaged and interested in your message. For example, if you are discussing the importance of teamwork, you might repeat the phrase "working together" several times throughout your speech. This will help your audience stay focused on the importance of teamwork and will make your speech more engaging. Finally, repetition can be used to draw attention to a particular idea. By repeating a key phrase or concept several times throughout your speech, you can ensure that your audience remembers the most important points of your message. For example, if you are discussing the importance of communication, you might repeat the phrase "communication is key" several times throughout your speech. This will help your audience remember the importance of communication and will make your speech more effective. Main idea number 16. Using quotations can be a powerful tool in public speaking. Quotations can help to illustrate a point, add credibility to an argument, and make a speech more persuasive. Quotes from experts or other sources can be used to support your points and make your speech more convincing. Quotations can also be used to add a personal touch to your speech, as well as to provide a break from your own words. When using quotations, it is important to make sure that they are relevant to your topic and that they are used in the proper context. Quotations should be used sparingly and should not be used to replace your own words. Additionally, it is important to make sure that you properly cite the source of the quotation. Main idea number 17. Using stories can be a great way to engage your audience and make your speech more interesting. Anecdotes, case studies, and other stories can be used to illustrate your points and keep your audience engaged. For example, if you are giving a speech about the importance of teamwork, you could tell a story about a team that overcame a difficult challenge together. This story could help to illustrate the power of teamwork and make your speech more memorable. You could also use stories to introduce a topic or to provide a transition between points. For example, if you are giving a speech about the importance of communication, you could start by telling a story about a time when a lack of communication caused a problem. This story could help to set the stage for the rest of your speech and make it more interesting. Stories can also be used to provide a sense of closure to your speech. For example, if you are giving a speech about the importance of taking risks, you could end by telling a story about someone who took a risk and succeeded. This story could help to emphasize the importance of taking risks and leave your audience with a positive message. Using stories can be a great way to engage your audience and make your speech more interesting. Consider using anecdotes, case studies, or other stories to illustrate your points and keep your audience interested. Main idea number 18. Using visual imagery in your speech can be a powerful tool to engage your audience and make your points more memorable. Consider using metaphors, similes, and other figures of speech to help your audience visualize your ideas. For example, you could compare a difficult situation to a mountain that needs to be climbed, or a complex problem to a tangled web that needs to be unraveled. You could also use analogies to help your audience understand a concept, such as comparing a difficult decision to a fork in the road. Using visual imagery can also help you create a vivid picture in your audience's mind. You could describe a scene in detail, such as a beautiful beach or a bustling city street. You could also use vivid language to describe a person or a situation, such as describing a person as a ray of sunshine or a situation as a storm of chaos. By using visual imagery in your speech, you can help your audience understand and remember your points more easily. Consider using metaphors, similes, analogies, and vivid language to help your audience visualize your ideas and create a lasting impression. Main idea number 19. Using technology can be a great way to engage your audience and make your speech more interesting. Visuals such as slides, videos, and other visuals can help to illustrate your points and keep your audience engaged. For example, if you are discussing a complex concept, you can use visuals to help explain it in a more understandable way. Additionally, visuals can help to break up the monotony of a long speech and keep your audience interested. When using technology, it is important to make sure that it is used effectively. Make sure that the visuals you use are relevant to your topic and that they are easy to understand. Additionally, make sure that the visuals are not too distracting and that they are used in a way that enhances your speech. Finally, make sure that you are familiar with the technology you are using and that you are able to use it properly. Using technology can be a great way to engage your audience and make your speech more interesting. With the right visuals and proper use of technology, you can make your speech more engaging and memorable. Main idea number 20. Evaluating your performance is an important step in improving your public speaking skills. It can help you identify areas for improvement and make your next speech more successful. Consider asking for feedback from your audience after your speech. This can provide valuable insight into how your speech was received and what areas you can work on. Additionally, recording your speech can be a great way to review your performance. This will allow you to go back and analyze your speech in detail and make adjustments for your next speech. Overall, evaluating your performance is a great way to become a better public speaker. It can help you identify areas for improvement and make your next speech more successful. Asking for feedback from your audience and recording your speech are two great ways to evaluate your performance. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.